Good morning to one and all. We thank God for a wonderful morning. We have sunshine and for this wonderful time that we can worship Him. As you know that today the topic is the claim of Christ part 2. This is a very important message that all Christians must know. Why Jesus claimed Himself to be God. Do you know why? We must know. And especially the passage that you read, it's not easy to understand because it's a lot of phrases here and there. But I'm going to organize it in such a way that you all can understand. We all know that the Jews believe that Jesus was only a son of Joseph the carpenter who lived in Nazareth. That's a Jewish belief. How could he be God? They all know that. They all know his father, they all know his mother. How could Jesus be God? So this is the thing the people, the Jewish believe. Secondly, the Muslim regarded Jesus as a prophet. But they say Muhammad is the greatest prophet. So you have a different view concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. Then you meet the Jehovah Witnesses, which you can see a lot of them in Vancouver. Every station, every train station, you see them, two of them standing there, giving tracts. Whoever wants tract can take, ask any question. Many of these are Jehovah Witnesses. What do they believe concerning Christ? They believe that Jesus is a God, but is a lesser God. God the Father is the greatest. Jesus is lower, a lesser God. And apart from this, we have heard many views regarding who Jesus was. Some regard him as a great moral teacher, and therefore all religions are the same, you see. And also some regard him as a revolutionist. So there are many, many views concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. How do you tell people that Jesus is God? On what ground, on what evidence do you have to say that Jesus Christ is God? And we Christians must know, not just hear what people say and then we believe. We must know. We must know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So today we must know whom we believe. Can Jesus prove himself to be God? He's the best person to give us the answer, right? Since he claimed to be. And these are all found in the passage that we read just now. Let me give you some introduction here. We all know that the first two miracles that were recorded in the Gospel of John, they were private in nature. The first miracle, the turning of water into wine, is private because the servants and the disciples knew that Christ has transformed the water into wine. Then the lower man's and son was healed. Only the lower man's and servant and family knew that Christ had healed the sick son. So it's more or less, it is private. The miracle recorded in John chapter 5, which is the beginning of this chapter, of the passage we read, was not only public, but it was performed on the seventh day. And that's created a problem, and that's incited the opposition of the Jewish leaders. It was from this point on that the official persecution against Jesus began. It was It began with a layman waiting at the pool of Bethesda and was healed by the Lord Jesus Christ on the Sabbath day. Having learned from the healed man that it was Jesus who healed him, you know what happened? The Jewish leader confronted Jesus for breaking the Sabbath law. And the Lord Jesus Christ replied them. He simply did what the Father was doing. And this is found in John chapter 5, verse 17. John chapter 5, 17. Now notice that the Lord Jesus Christ called my Father, instead of our Father, used by the Jews. Now what's so important in these two words? In so doing, he claimed himself to be equal with God. You see, some of these words are very important. And this is found in verse 18. You read 5:18. The Jewish leader instantly understood his claim. And they changed their accusation from that of the Sabbath breaking to what? To blasphemy. Because he had claimed himself to be God. They changed the accusation to a much stronger one. Why? We must know the penalty for such blasphemy was death. It's a death. That's why it was a very serious claim. It is here the official persecution of Jesus began and building up to his crucifixion. From then on, the Lord Jesus confronted his enemies with their evil desire to kill him. Jesus confronted them quite a number of times. In John chapter 7, verse 19 and 25. In John chapter 8, verse 37 and 59. So Jesus confronted them. Why do you want to kill me? They hated him without a cause. They ignored the good deeds he had done, helping the helpless and the hopeless people. Instead, they focused their attention on destroying him. Why did Jesus make such a claim to be equal with God? You know why? He made himself equal with God because he is God. He is God. He could not deny himself of his equality with God because it is true. It's a true fact. Therefore, he did not deny that. The Jewish leader could not disprove his claim. So they tried to destroy him and trying to get him out of their way. Both his crucifixion and his resurrection, Jesus affirmed his deity and turned his enemies' weapon against themselves. And this is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 55 to 57. Now, today we are discussing how did Jesus do it. So we come to the claim of Jesus from verse 17 to 19. In response, the Jewish leader accusation made Jesus three significant. Jesus make three significant.